Has anyone from the public signed up to speak tonight?
Not as of now, no.
Okay. This is familiar territory for these kind of small preliminary plats out on 83rd. Just kind of get them one by one.
Yes, they're going crazy over there, that's for sure.
Yeah, I was exploring around using, you know, my satellite imagery and street view, and it all looks very familiar from when I actually, you know, paid visits to sites back in the good old days.
Yeah, it is interesting to watch the satellite images and Google images get updated as that development mm-hmm. takes place over there.
Yeah, yeah. And the little roundabout is down there at 83rd and Soper. That looks cool.
Mm-hmm.
Is Lori here? Do we have minutes? We have a recording going on, right?
We do, yes.
Okay, so Lori may not be here, but we have a recording for her.
Yep.
Minute taking. All right. Well, let us begin. It's 5 o'clock, and my name is Kevin McDonald. I'm hearing examiner for the city of Marysville. And I have a few obligatory opening remarks to set the stage for the hearing to come. So it is February 24th, 2022. It's 5 o'clock. We are meeting remotely via Zoom teleconference. Again, I'm Kevin McDonald and hearing examiner for Marysville. The issue tonight is file number PA21-048, which is a preliminary plat approval to subdivide 2.4 acres of property into 13 single-family lots. The applicant is proposing to use residential density incentives to achieve two lots out of the 13. The applicant of record is Casa Holdings 1, LLC. The site address for the parcel is 3225 83rd Avenue Northeast in Marysville. The comprehensive plan designation is Whiskey Ridge Multifamily Medium Density, and the zone is WR 6 to 8. I've read the staff reports for the land use proposal, reviewed the submittal materials provided to me, and viewed the site via satellite and street view. The staff recommendation embedded in the staff report is to improve the request to subdivide 2.4 acres into 13 single family lots and to construct associated site improvements as conditioned within the 16 conditions of approval identified in the staff report. So the Marysville Municipal Code provides the regulatory framework for all of this activity, including the staff review of the land use proposal and the hearing examiner considerations for making a decision on that proposal. The staff report is part of the public record and cites applicable comprehensive plan policy and code provisions. Within a thorough review of the issues at hand and a recommendation with conditions for approval. So this public hearing will establish the public record for the decision that the hearing examiner will make with regard to this proposal. The role of the hearing examiner is to conduct the hearing, to admit all exhibits written and oral into the record, and to consider the entire public record within the context of the Marysville Municipal Code to render a decision. So the public record is established by the written materials that I've received and the testimony that we hear tonight. There is and has been no communication off the record regarding substantive portions of this topic tonight. No information can be added to the record or considered by the hearing examiner after the hearing is closed. So I will now admit into the public record 22 exhibits, including exhibit 21, which is the staff report and recommendation that's dated February 8th, 2022. And as we go through the hearing, if there's any other written materials, we can admit those into the record as they come up. So the order of testimony for tonight is the opening statements by the Community Development Department with a staff recommendation, then an opportunity for the staff, or for the applicant rather, to provide any testimony that they may want to add into the record. If there's any members of the public who would like to speak, they would have that opportunity after the applicant. And then in closing remarks, if the applicant or this city has anything to say to wrap up the hearing, that would be the time. But during the hearing, there's no dialogue or questions between any of the parties, although the hearing examiner gets to ask questions of the staff or the applicant. So a couple other things at the beginning of your testimony, please state your name and address for the record. The hearing examiner expects everyone who provides testimony to tell the truth. And if there's any members of the public that want to provide testimony, they will be limited to 3 minutes per person. And I will have a stopwatch on my phone to time that public testimony. So with that, I am finished. I turn the floor over to Amy Hess from the City of Marysville to provide the staff report. Amy.
Thank you, Hearing Examiner McDonald. My name is Amy Hess, Senior Planner with City of Marysville, 80 Columbia Avenue, Marysville, 98270. As Kevin already mentioned, the Boulder Heights project proposes to subdivide approximately 2.4 acres into 13 single-family lots within the Whiskey Ridge Master Plan area. The base density allowed for the proposed development is 11 units, and the applicant is proposing use of residential density incentives in order to achieve 2 additional bonus units for a total of 13 units. One of those units is proposed to be achieved by contribution towards an identified city capital project, and the second bonus unit by providing active recreation space within the stormwater tract. The subject property is mostly flat, sloping slightly to the southwest. There is an off-site wetland to the east, which will not be impacted by the proposed development. And access to all the lots will be via the new Platte Road directly off of 83rd Avenue Northeast. After review of the application documents and existing information on file, the city staff has determined that the proposed subdivision, as conditioned in the staff recommendation, complies with all of the applicable development standards and regulations. I'm happy to answer any questions that the hearing examiner might have related to this proposal. Kevin, I think you're on mute.
I just saw that. Thanks. I do not have any questions, Amy. Thank you for your report. So is there a representative of the applicant who would like to provide testimony tonight? Brian.
I will. Good evening, Mr. Examiner. I'm Brian Holtzclaw. I'm in-house counsel for Village Life on behalf of the applicant, CASA Holdings. My business address is 19020 33rd Avenue West in Linwood, 98036. At least on my screen, the screen below me, I have a couple of my colleagues here that can answer some technical questions should the examiner have any. It doesn't look like we have any members of the public. This is my first hearing in Marysville, so you guys run them a little differently than I've seen in other jurisdictions, but I don't have a lot to add. The staff report, as you point out, is very thorough. We don't have any objections to the proposed conditions of approval. I think it thoroughly addresses how the Boulder Heights proposal complies with the applicable codes and regulations, and and warrants approval. I think the only thing I just throw into the record is I don't think it was mentioned this was exempt from SEPA, given its size, so there's no threshold determination. And as far as we're aware, I don't believe there was any public comment submitted, either verbal, oral, or here. I don't see any members of the public. So with that, we'd be happy to answer any questions that you might have, but we respectfully request the project be approved. Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Brian. And you actually answered one of the questions that I typically ask of an applicant in your testimony, which is if you concur with the conditions of approval that the staff has put in the recommendation. And since you do, since you stated that already, I don't have to ask.
We do.
Okay. And I really have no technical questions or follow-up questions for you or any of your staff who are with you tonight. The written materials are very clear. The staff report is comprehensive. Looks like you've addressed all the issues brought forward by the reviewers of your application. And there are no outstanding issues, to my knowledge, that need to be addressed at the hearing. Am I correct in that, Amy? We're good to go?
Yes, Kevin, you're correct.
Okay. And no members of the public have joined us. There's somebody on the phone, but I'm not sure who that is.
I believe that is the recording from City Hall.
Okay.
So I think she was having some technical difficulties, but it looks like she was able to get in.
Okay, good. So we are recorded. We have no members of the public. And I have no questions. Are there any follow-up comments by either the staff or the applicant before we close tonight? No written materials to enter into the record?
None from the applicant.
Okay.
None from city staff either. Thank you.
Okay. Well, it's 5:10, and I'm afraid we have to close the hearing tonight and get on with our evening. But I thank everybody for your good work in putting the materials together, made it easy and quick for tonight. Brian, I'd be interested to hear off the record how this hearing compares to others you've been in, and maybe hopefully it's a better experience than others you've been in.
It was very painless.
Okay, good. Well, thanks everyone for being here tonight. We're adjourned. Thank you.
Thank you.
All right, thank you. Thank you. Have a good night.
Good night.